Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, about the upcoming school year. The start of the school year is coming up, not just for the high school and the elementary students, but also here at the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center. Is there still time if people want to sign up for classes?
There is. Our fall term classes begin on Monday, August 22nd. So that is just right around the corner, but we are still really busy right now meeting with new and returning students to sit down with them and kind of plan out their fall schedule and getting them signed up for classes.
And what kinds of students do you see enter into the Kirkwood program after the high school level? Do you see non-traditional students, or do you see students who decide to come for a couple of years?
You know, we really have a diverse student population that we serve, which makes it really exciting. We're seeing more and more students staying here in Washington direct out of high school. You know, these are students that probably took our academy classes, had a great experience. They're deciding to stay here in Washington for a couple years to take their classes at Kirkwood before going on. But then we also have our non-traditional student population. You know, a student that's just a little bit older in age, they might be wanting to, take some classes to change careers, look for a new career. And they're also taking advantage of the regional center offerings here.
And can you highlight just a few of the offerings? I know there are quite a few.
Yeah, we have, in the fall semester, we have close to 100 different courses that students can enroll in, which is great, you know, for someone that's working full-time, part-time, they have a busy family life. We have, early morning classes throughout the day, evening classes, a few Saturday classes. So there's always going to be something great to be able to fit into their schedule. And then, of course, we have our online courses as well. So if a student is not physically able to come here to the regional center, they can take a class completely online. In addition, with, technology is changing every year, our classes that students are taking here in our building, as long as the student has high-speed internet access, they can actually access the course materials from their home as well. So, if they have a little one home that's sick and they can't make it to class, through our new Web Live course offering, they can take that course from anywhere.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it makes it very nice and convenient for the student.
And with the school year coming up, we also have some high school students who are going to be at the Kirkwood Center here in Washington. Do you have any advice for the students who are entering their first academy classes there?
Yeah, well, they probably remember back to orientation they attended in April. And one of the things that we always stress to the high school students is to really take these courses seriously and to make sure that they're going to be ready for the challenge that is college credit courses. You know, just because the students are still in high school taking these classes, the classes are not, watered down by any means. They're still college credit courses. We have the same expectations of our high school students as we would a traditional college student. So we really sit down and meet with both students and their parents just to make sure that the student is going to be ready for the challenge, have enough time in their schedule. We know that high school students are extremely busy, just to have enough time that they are going to need to devote to, studying, reviewing, and staying on top of these college credit classes.
And again, you're in the new center now for the, is it the second year, third year?
Third year. We're going into our third fall.
Is that exciting?
It's very exciting. Third year, and we're offering two new academy programs with the third year of operation for our high school students. We're excited to be able to offer a business exploration academy for those students that are thinking the world of business might be something they eventually want to get into. And then another offering within our automotive technology area, we're offering a new auto collision academy for high school students.
And lastly, before I let you go, are there some continuing education courses that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, we've been still programming strong our continuing ed offerings. So again, these are classes that are non-college credit. They're just kind of for fun. We have a couple new classes that are coming up. One course within our culinary offerings that's coming up on August 27th is a class called Kick-Ass Tailgating. So kind of a fun name, but it's designed right around football season coming up. People are going to be grilling and getting ready for those football games. So we have partnered with Extreme Smokehouse to offer a two-hour class with just some great barbecuing grilling tips for anyone that might be interested in that. And then the following day on August 28th, we have our second bus tour. Even great counties have a colorful past. This is something that we offered last year where we did a historical tour of mostly the Washington area. We had great enrollment. The people that went on that tour just absolutely loved it. So we've expanded now, and the trip's going to include Riverside, Kelowna, Ainsworth, Brighton, and more. to kind of look at some of the more colorful history of the county that a lot of residents aren't aware of.
And who guides that tour?
We are so fortunate to have our local kind of like famous historian, Mike Zaz, going on that tour and sharing his knowledge of the county.
And if people are interested in any of those continuing ed classes or even signing up before the fall term starts on the 22nd, how do they go about that?
The best thing for anyone to do is just go ahead and give us a call here at the Regional Center. We can help you get signed up for college credit classes, you know, make an appointment to meet with an advisor to help select your schedule. Or if you're interested in one of our continuing ed classes, we can help you get registered over the phone as well.
That's been today's Washington Page with Tara Pickens, Director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.